I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, told a House Agriculture Committee this week that additional payments for trade disruptions not on the agenda for his agency. He said despite President Trump's recent tweet indicating farmers and producers could expect additional payments, he's advising them to end their reliance on the market facilitation program.
I'm telling farmers to do what they've always done and part plant for the market. I'm telling farmers not to anticipate one, don't expect one. We know there will be some weaning pressure here as people have come to be comfortable with that. So if we see trade increase and prices don't go up, that's a market signal to farmers that we're producing too much. Don't look for us to support a market facilitation program as a price support program.
Perdue said spring flooding in the Midwest, cold and blizzards in other areas, in addition to the tough trade situation, made 2019 a very tough year. Despite that, farm income was up 11.7%, largely due to the indemnity payments. In total, farmers received more than $22 billion in government payments, the highest level of farm subsidies in 14 years. Farmers received $9.4 billion in crop insurance, with Prevent Plant Insurance adding another $600 million. $4.5 million more was paid in ad hoc disaster payments.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.